The Ghana Federation of Labour has described as dangerous the decision by the Ghana Water Company to introduce prepaid metering system for consumers. It said the move would deprive the poor access to potable water. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Secretary General of the Federation, Abraham Kumsen, urged the Ghana Water Company to call a stakeholder consultation on the introduction of the new system. The Federation said it will present its views to the Ghana Water Company, adding that it will resist the introduction of the prepaid metering system, even if it means hitting the streets to press home their demands. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
It's very dangerous. Government should intervene immediately because we are heading to as a nation. Because water is not like electricity. Electricity, if you want to use it, you can use it. If you decide not to use it, you will not use it. And for the poor, two of them, even in Accra, you go to some homes, no light. And they use lanterns and charcoal to iron their things. And so electricity is optional. If you want to use it, you can use it. And as a poor person, you can decide not to use it. Water is like air. So if you're not very careful, even they are going to also ration the use of air if somebody is made to take charge of it, which is not right at all. Because you will end up, the state will end up spending much. Because if I'm a poor man and I can't afford to go in for this system of payment, what will happen is that people will turn to dirty water and other for drinking and doing certain things. And that is going to create serious health problems.
The PRO of the Ghana Water Company explained that using the prepaid metering system does not mean that if you run out of water today, you'll not be able to use water. You can still use the water for a period of 3 days. When you take your card back to them, they'll only take the amount of water you have consumed from your card and give you what you are coming to buy.
Look, this will not help. I think you will create a forum where social partners will meet there and debate this thing. Because it will not work. It will not work. It will create a lot of people in society that they will fall sick and they will become a liability on the state. I'm telling you, people will be, you know, have to resort to fresh water from sources that are maybe contaminated with a whole lot of bacteria and all that. So I think that is the wrong thing. We must use the whole year to debate it before they even start this pilot project that they are talking about. It will not work, Maja. It will not work. Okay. This one, if workers go on the street, so we will support 100%. It is not right.
He has again explained that the current system, some poor people, the poor people you talk of, some of them pay much more for buying water than when the system will be introduced, because when the system is introduced, you can buy the water from Ghana Water Company straight away. But this time they buy the water from intermediaries, and he cited a bucket of water which costs more than what they were selling to you.
The disadvantages of this, you see, the water should not be treated as something luxury. They can't compare water to electricity and other services that they render. I'm telling you, it will be very dangerous if they go that way. What does it mean that if you are given the responsibility of, you know, managing the supply of oxygen, then some people will die.
So how soon are you proposing that this forum should be held?
Our federation is meeting. We have discussed it among the top leadership of our organization. And certainly by next week, we will have taken a position on it.
The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen.